Jimmy, just to explain the situation for people listening who might not be aware of it, Barkingside as a football club has had its very future thrown into doubt now because Ilford, who you've ground shared with since 2014 at Cricketfield Stadium, have said that they want to increase the rent, and an agreement which was made in 2014, which you say is legally binding, although they're claiming the opposite, states that you had an agreement to play there until 2031 under the conditions and the rent you're paying to the club at the moment.
Yeah, basically what happened, we left Oakside in 2014 and moved to Cricklefield.
Yes.
We signed a contract then that was, it was a fixed rate for the first 5 years. And then after the 5 years, up to 2031, it goes up by the rate of inflation.
Okay.
The money that we pay is for both teams to play there. So, theoretically, there's no other money that gets paid there to play there. We pay for both teams to play at the ground.
Why?
If we was hiring it individually from Vision, it would be £100 a game, which would be approximately £2,500 a season. At the moment, we're paying around about £6,500, £6,800, something like that. Plus, we pay to use the dressing rooms and the bar. So it takes it up to about £8,200 a season, roughly.
Okay.
So if we hired it off of, yeah, if we hired it off a Vision, it would be £100 a game, so that'd be £2,500 a year, right?
Yep.
So for the privilege of something that would cost us £2,500 a year, we are already paying Ilford about £6,500 a year, plus we're paying for the dressing rooms and that on top, right?
Yep.
So Ilford are already getting £4,000 profit on what it would be to play there if we hired it direct. Anyway, so it started in 2019, the harassment of, can you take your banners down? Can you stop using this as the address? Blah, 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 blah. We got put in touch with the solicitors of the FA, which is a company called Muckles. I sent you the details. They wrote back the reply to Ilford that it's legally binding.
Yes.
The FA said it's legally binding. The Ishbian League, the Essex Senior League, Furlough Nun League, Vision have said it's legally binding. A Redbridge Council approved the ground share when it was originally drawn up. So everyone's saying it's legally binding. The only people who are not saying it is Ilford, and the only reason they think it's not legally binding is because we won't pay an extortionate fee. Or it's not, I'm not saying an extortionate fee. In our contract it says what we have to pay and by what it goes up, so we're just sticking to the contract.
Yeah. So Adam Peake, who's the chairman of Ilford FC, who run Cricketfield Stadium, he apparently said to you in an email, I'm quoting this from an article that's been published in Ilford Recorder, so forgive me if anything is wrong, he apparently said, we don't deem your licence valid any longer, so we will not be accepting any money or fixtures from Barkingside FC.
We had paid them, which we paid on, we pay it in four quarters. The first quarter, it was due on the 1st of August, We paid him on July the 31st this year.
Okay.
He's now September the 14th. We've not had that money back. We've not had no attempt of the money being back. We've not been told it's refused by their bank. They have had the money since July the 31st. So they've not refused it because they've got it.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Peake has also claimed that Ilford face rising costs, you know, with cost of living crisis and whatever, and that they just wanted yourselves to pay what he describes as a reasonable rate. And he claims that Barkingside currently pays around 50% of the market value. What would you say to that?
I understand where he's coming from with that. Listen, we've all got rising costs, right? And there probably is... Well, I know for a fact there's dearer ground shares, right?
Yeah.
But what Mr. Peake is not letting people know is, in our contract, it was originally stated that we would pay £5,000 per annum.
Okay.
Right? And it would go up by the rate of inflation. So the figure that we are paying today, the figure we have paid ever since we've been there, is whatever... So say if we was paying £6,000 this year and the rate of inflation was 10%, next year we'd pay £6,600.
Sure.
If it was 10% the year after that, we'd pay £7,200. So we're... In the contract, the terms of the contract that they've accepted for 10 years and we've adhered to for 10 years is we pay the set fee plus it goes up by the rate of inflation each year. So that's what we've done. So we started off at £5,000 and we're now up to roughly about £6,500, £6,800, something like that. I've not got an exact figure in my head, but that's roughly what it is.
Okay.
But also, when he's saying we don't pay a fair rate, if we was hiring it from Vision Direct, as I said earlier, we would only be paying £100 a game. And that is what Ilford would have to pay if they was paying anything, £100 a game. So my question back to Mr. Peake is, if we're only paying 50%, and we're paying all of it, Ilford are there for nothing and not paying anything.
Right.
So how is that a fair rate of what's going on?
Now, the worst case scenario is you can't play at Cricklefield Stadium anymore. Does that mean, you know, is there any possibility you might be able to ground share with another club, or would that potentially mean the end of Barkingside?
There's possibilities that we could ground share with someone else, but it's not just as simple as that. To maintain the standard of football that we play at, there's obviously ground grading issues that have to be adhered to. We have to get the approval of the FA and the leagues. We have to be able to play on certain days. So if we can get all them boxes ticked, yes, we'll carry on playing. If we can't, then a club that's run for 125 years is the longest continuing team in the borough.
Yeah.
Does a hell of a lot for the community. We face extinction, but also with Ilford's proposal as well, not only does Barkingside face extinction, Cricklefields, there's Ilford Athletic Club that's been running for 100 years this year.
Yeah.
And also on Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, so the track is open to the public, so anyone at all, whether they're a member of Ilford Athletics or not, can go to Cricklefield, pay a fee, which is something stupid like £1.50, £2, and they can run round that track for about 3 or 4 hours, if not
Yeah.
So it's also, there's only two athletics ground in the whole borough, which if Ilford Athletics goes, that'll put it down to one place in the whole of the borough that the public can use.
Yep.
For athletics. It's, and there's probably 12 to 18 schools that use Cricklefield for their sports days and things like that. They won't be able to use that no more. There's scouts groups. So it's not, although I've brought it to the attention of Barkingside Football Club, because they're my club, there's far more important things than my football club that are going to be denied.
It's a real all-round community asset, yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
The schools that use it for their sports day, I presume they use that because they've not got their own facilities. Do you know what I mean?
So sure.
They're taken away, that's taken away from them. Where are they going to do their activities in that? It's not just about, I don't want people to think it's about a disagreement between two football clubs. It's not. It's caught up with the two football clubs, obviously. I'm not going to deny that. But the Ilford Athletics, and more importantly, the place where the community and schools and that can use, will be denied if the council go with the proposal for Ilford Football Club.
Right. Talking of the council, you're attending a meeting of Redbridge Council this evening, and you're going to be putting your point across. What are you going to be saying to them, Jimmy?
Well, if I'm honest, we don't care who takes over the running of the site, as long as there's two bits at the moment. Vision, that run all the culture and leisure for the borough and have got a proven track record, in their bid, they are going to continue for it to be affordable, continue for all the current users to use it. They're going to improve the facilities, and it is going to be a community hub.
Yep.
Now, if Ilford Football Club, is Ilford Athletics, Ilford Football Club and Barkingside Football Club, they was going to give them all 30-year leases at an affordable rate that, believe it or not as well, would only increase by the rate of inflation. If Ilford Football Club or anyone else can match them offers, I think everyone would support it. It's, like I'm saying, it's not about what's best for the football club. It's, you're going to have a community hub in an area which is deprived, to say the least.
Yep.
That can be a real asset to the community, and the community can get behind it, and it's going to be taken away.
Yep.
And it will be taken, it will be taken away. If they're talking about doubling our rent, what is the cost going to be of everything else that they do there? And it won't. It will be going to one organisation. Whereas with Vision, it gets regenerated back into the community because they're a non-profit making charity. So we just want, basically, we want what the community have already got now,
yep,
to be extended and improved, and the community that don't know about it to be made more aware of it.
Yeah. Well, let's all hope a solution can be found which will benefit everybody concerned. And I'll continue to follow the story with interest. Initially, looking at the outcome of your meeting with the council tonight. Thanks ever so much for your time, Jimmy.
Can I just say one final thing?
Yes, of course.
We were supposed to play a game last night that it didn't go ahead because of floodlight failure.
Yes.
That's been rescheduled for next Wednesday at Cricklefield.
Okay.
And what we've decided to do as a goodwill gesture, anyone at all that wants to come along and watch that game, there'll be no admission fee. It will just be for making a donation. So If you just want to give 20p, you'll be allowed in to watch the game. It's purely what anyone wants to pay.
Brilliant.
To come along.
And that's right. Against Clapton Community, isn't it?
Yeah, it's against Clapton Community, yeah.
Fantastic. Okay.
All right.
Thanks ever so much for your time, Jimmy.
Thank
Hopefully
you,
we'll have a little catch-up sometime soon.
Thank you.
Cheers.